Really interesting because he's not in that class in terms of being a high-end first-round pick. That's not how he's considered by the league. And so now they're broadening their search. And I wonder if they're broadening it because there might be some of that same disagreement, lack of consensus that Tom and I had off the very top of the show on J.J. McCarthy. And if they think, oh, the best thing for us, if we can't get settled on one guy at three overall, if we do end up trading back, now we're open to this second tier of quarterbacks, whether it's Michael Penix or Bo Nix or maybe even further down the line, Spencer Rattler, people like that.
All of a sudden, there's more smoke about what the Patriots could be doing. That's Phil Perry last night on NBC Sports Boston. And it dovetails nicely where we left off talking about the Patriots yesterday. Both he and Tom Curran, who you'll hear from coming up, were reacting to the news last night from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, that Washington quarterback Michael Penix, who I feel is the fourth quarterback in the draft over someone like J.J. McCarthy. I know not everyone feels that way. He was set to have dinner with the Patriots coaches and brass last night in Foxborough. It's another dinner. He also has a top 30 visit with the Patriots today, according to sources to the NFL Network. New England continuing to do all of their QB homework, says Ian Rappaport. Mike Florio built off of that at Pro Football Talk. He says there's a chance the Patriots are taking a close look at all these quarterbacks likely to be available at three for three reasons. Number one, to draft one with the third pick, obvious. Number two, properly value the selection if someone wants to trade up, maybe. Or number three, to potentially trade the third pick and get one of the quarterbacks at a lower spot. Maybe that's what Curran has been pushing for a while. Trade down, move back up for J.J. McCarthy at four or five, or trade down and take Michael Penix. So it's something we'll be asking you today on Jones and Mego with Arkin on WEEI. You can jump in on the phone, 617-779-7937, or you can vote at Jones and Mego. Our big question of the day, do you believe the Patriots are considering trading back from the number three pick, or think it's a smokescreen, due diligence, something else? You can vote there. Mego, how'd you vote?
Well, first, can I just say it's really nice to have Arkan back.
Yes, probably.
We missed
nice to be
you
back.
Yesterday. Yes. We missed you yesterday.
No, you
and
didn't.
So we're yes, we did.
Don't lie.
You were doing really hard work with the Red Sox programming, and I just Twitch chat's being really nasty about you actually making it into work today.
I went to
and
work yesterday.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This is not one of those cases. It's not raining outside and he's staying home or anything like that. We're happy to have you.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Doesn't sound condescending at all. not a shred of condescension.
Well, it doesn't sound like a real thank you either, if we're
doesn't
being
really.
Honest, but okay.
But it's nice to be here.
Yeah, okay, nice. So how'd you vote, Mego?
Okay, so I voted that, yes, I really think that they're still considering a trade back. And I say that because I think this is different than the news we got before that J.J. McCarthy is coming in and having dinner and everything with the top brass up here. I think that Michael Penix is so firmly in that second tier of quarterbacks when you're looking at, if you want to say, the top six quarterbacks that have been scouted out for these teams in the draft. Michael Penix is very much in that second tier. I personally think J.J. McCarthy is in that second tier too, but I think there have been plenty of mock drafts, plenty of informed reporters who have flirted with him being up in that first tier. And so to me, it suggests something a little different. It suggests that they're leaving the door open just a crack. The Patriots are leaving the door open just a crack in case someone comes in with a bag,
okay,
as everybody says.
Well, you realize what you're saying. 9 hours, 5 minutes, 54 minutes,
yes,
and 12 seconds, 10 seconds, 9 seconds out from the draft. You realize what you're saying is they haven't made up their mind. If you actually believe that, you believe they haven't made up their mind. You don't think they've made up their mind?
So I think that they have a plan A, and they have a plan B, and a plan C.
Yeah, that's not and making up your
feels
mind.
Like, this feels like plan C.
That's not making up your mind.
Yeah, but do you think that these guys go into the draft with just one plan? Like, crazier things
know,
have happened on
if
draft
they know
day.
What's happening at 1 and 2, yeah. And I think we know what's happening at 1 and 2. I believe Schefter, the betting lines
I
have moved.
Too.
The betting lines have moved significantly in favor of Jaden Daniels going number two
I
to Washington.
I do, too. I just think that this is a backup plan. And maybe it's also, I'm sure that there are those within the front office who feel like, well, why don't we just see what's out there? Why don't we just see about Michael Penix? Why don't we just see what we could get? And if we could finagle this where we feel like Michael Penix is actually better than somebody like J.J. McCarthy or Drake May. Because, yeah, I believe that they know who's going at one and two. But I also believe that there's probably still a lot of different opinions flying around. And so it's like,
yeah,
okay.
And they don't know. And so that's fine. If you don't think they don't know, you think they don't know. I don't personally believe that. But real quick, you have McCarthy number four, correct? Out of your quarterbacks?
No, I have... Oh, yeah, I have McCarthy number four.
You have McCarthy number four.
Penix.
Who do you prefer, Penix or Nix?
Penix.
Okay.
I don't want Bo Nix as a backup.
Okay. So, Arcand, you, I know, like Bo Nix more than a lot of us. Who do you prefer out of Penix and McCarthy?
Penix, I think. I think Penix is probably the better talent. McCarthy is better in the big game, obviously, but I think in terms of like arm talent and ability, I'd go with Penix.
So you're maybe the lowest on McCarthy. You have McCarthy sixth out of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't like McCarthy.
Okay, I have him five, but I'm not in love with him. I like Penix. I like him a lot. I don't think the Patriots are moving down. I can explain why coming up. Arcan, you agree with Mego, right?
Yeah, I don't think they know what they're doing. I don't think they have this all set up yet. If they did, Adam Schefter would be telling Patriots fans, hey, get Drake May jerseys, and he's not doing that. You know, he's telling Washington fans what to do, and everybody knows what's happening there. I don't think anyone knows what's happening with the Patriots, and I don't think it's because there's some tight ship being run there where there's no leaks or anything. That's not the Patriots I know, that's for sure.
You know what, actually, that's a great point.
You know, if there was some sort of reason to believe that they were going one way 100%, someone would have said that. No one said anything.
Why isn't Schefter saying get the May jerseys?
Right, and I think that if you look at it, there's really a lot of, more so than in past years, a lot of teams that are desperate for quarterbacks picking later in the round who want to move up. And I think because there's so many, that could lead to a crazy deal. And if there's a crazy offer, I think the Patriots absolutely would consider that. Yes.
Yeah, I don't buy that. To answer your question, why hasn't Schefter said it yet? Maybe he will. I don't know. He just barely said number two last week, so maybe he will. And I don't know. It's frowned upon for these guys.
We're
to
only 9 days, 5 hours, 51 minutes, and 20
Jones,
seconds away
as you
from
said
the draft,
yesterday, yeah. He said it three times now.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, I don't know. He's got to move the goalpost to somewhere else. One of them he said on a Commanders podcast that I don't think he expected anybody to hear.
Good luck to your Commanders in the draft as well.
The other two he said on his own podcast. So I don't know. Maybe it's just frowned upon by the league to release too much information. He already said, I don't want to tip too many picks. He's already tipped two. He's already let people know what the first two picks of the draft are. ESPN, the league won't be happy with him, letting you know what's going on. And who's to say no one's been leaking to Schefter or whomever else? And I don't know. I thought the Patriots were pretty sneaky about Kyle Duggar, so maybe they are more tight-lipped. Did you know they were going to put the transition tag on Kyle Tucker?
I didn't know they were going to do that.
How come they didn't leak that information?
Well, I don't think that's as big of a story.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, maybe that's evidence that they're not going to...
Who are you picking the quarterback, the future of your franchise, or are you going to give a transition tag to a free agent safety? I mean, those are two pretty different stories.
Yeah, they are, but we don't have a lot of evidence with this front office group. One thing they completely kept under wraps and no one knew it was coming, right?
That's true. Fair enough.
Okay, it is fair enough. So, I think they know what they're doing. I think they're taking the quarterback at three. I don't think it's up to Elliott Wolf. I don't think it's up to Jerod Mayo. I think they're taking Drake May. But the Penix visit does have me much more perplexed than J.J. McCarthy. McCarthy, to me, made sense. And the reporting from Rap Sheet is very, very, very similar. Taking him out to dinner first. He's in for a meeting. That wasn't the report with Drake May.
Well, we've gotten it since.
No, we have. But I'm saying the initial report wasn't that with Drake May. It wasn't that with Jaden Daniels. And so the way the initial visit is framed, wine and dine, out to dinner, McCarthy. Same thing with Penix, wine and dine, out to dinner. Now, you just said, Mego, that's not how it was framed with Drake May. Correct. Subsequently, we found out Pete Schrager today in his mock draft, and Schrager, plugged in guy, he has the Patriots taking Drake May at number three. He says, despite lots of smoke, New England could trade down. I believe the Patriots regime will be comfortable with either Jaden Daniels, who's going to, I say, or Drake May. Pat's brass took Drake May out for steaks the night before his Foxborough visit.
Mm. Now, that's more detail than we've gotten with anybody.
Yeah, but it's after the visit.
What kind of steak?
It's after the visit. It wasn't before the visit telling everybody, oh, we're taking him out to dinner. We're wining and dining him. It's to one reporter, and it leaked out after the visit, which I think is very different, but good question. What kind of steak? I have no idea.
Well, what's your type?
Oh, what's
ribeye?
My type?
Yeah.
I like a filet. I like a ribeye. I like a prime rib. You dumped all over a prime rib before.
I mean, I like a filet, but I feel like that's kind of the girly cut.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that says about you.
I like is that a girly?
Is
it
a girly cut?
I think filet is a girly cut.
It's a small portion.
A little smaller, I guess.
That's what I mean.
It tastes good, though. I like a rib.
It's just like a small, tasty little portion.
Porterhouse? Should I have answered porterhouse? Yeah. Is that how I should have answered? So anyway, they took him out for steaks.
Eat it raw right off the animal.
This information leaked out after the fact.
Yeah, we need that, too. We need to know how he orders.
I think we have a good idea how he orders. He orders like he's on King of the Hill is how he orders. But so to me, I think it's significant this came out afterwards. I think J.J. McCarthy is a smokescreen, and I believe that. But Michael Penix, why even bother with that? Does anybody think they're taking Penix at three?
No.
Definitely not.
No one. But that's why. Why
that's
bother
why
with
might
it?
Be trading
okay. That's why I'm
this,
wondering.
This
like,
is what I'm saying. I'm saying it, this. This one has me perplexed because J.J. McCarthy smokescreen makes sense. A Penix smokescreen doesn't make a ton of sense, and you only get 30 of these visits. So the idea that like, oh, they're going to bring him in just to do medical checks when they know they're not going to draft him. Or, oh, they're going to do research on him because he might wind up in their division or they might play him in 2 years. They only have 30 visits, so, like, they shouldn't screw around with these too much. I think they know what they're doing, but Penix has me a little thrown. Admittedly, it does.
Okay, two things. One, I agree with the Twitch chat. Ribeye is the alpha steak move over the filet that you're ordering. Filet is good for me. It's got to be ribeye for the quarterback.
Wouldn't Porterhouse trump all of that?
I mean, Porterhouse is just kind of ridiculous.
You slap that thing down on the plate. I think that's the most alpha move you can make.
That's you're being a little over the top.
Oh,
there.
You think you're trying to prove too much?
Exactly. That actually makes you beta. But anyway, the second part of it is like, I guess my point is I don't think it's a smokescreen, and I don't think it's them just using the picks that they feel like, oh, well, we have this, so why don't we just check it out? No, they're also way too concerned with wide receiver and tackle and other positions that they have to fill out through the draft, through this draft in particular. So that's why I think that there must be somebody in the front office, and I think it's probably Elliot Wolf, who's looking at the situation and saying, well, why don't we just have these guys here just to be very sure? Because as we get closer to the draft, as we get closer to the draft, everybody, we will get offers that are going to be very, very tantalizing.
Sure. How about
So why don't we just make sure with these guys that Drake May is really
okay.
he's probably looking at it and going, hey, scouts, I know all you guys are head over heels in love with Drake May. He got the sirloin steak at Davio's. Mm-hmm. He told a bunch of funny jokes in a funny accent, and you want him. But, like, let's just make sure because somebody's going to offer us something that's hard to say no to.
How about Mr. Who goes on a bunch of dates right before your wedding? Like, I don't know. Like, that feels wishy-washy right at the last second, does it not?
What?
What are you implying over here?
Does that not feel wishy-washy? It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I don't think it's the same thing.
I think it's the same thing.
They didn't make a commitment to Drake May yet.
I think they kind of, if you know Williams is going one and you know that Daniels is going two, you kind of are. And so you get cold feet at the last second and shop around and keep your options open.
They've never said that. I mean, it's very different. That's a very different thing. They've never, that's the reason why this is all still being discussed, Jones.
So, wait,
that's the reason
scenario,
why Schefter hasn't said go buy a Drake May jersey.
Mr. Who knows that Courtney and Kendra Middleton are both off the
market.
So he's going to decide if he's going to settle with
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to play out the metaphor.
Like, let's date around at the last second.
With the third pick, Mr. Who selects.
Let's date around at the last second.
Mego from George Washington.
That means they haven't made up their mind. They have cold feet. And so I think the analogy fits. Go on some dates, Mr. Who. Just get that out of your system before the wedding, before the actual day, just to cover all your bases and be sure. They don't know. And so if they don't know, that's actually horrifying. I think they know. I don't really think they're considering trading back. But you tell me. Vote at Jones and Mego. You can also dial us up, 617-779-7937. Do you believe they're considering trading back? They brought in J.J. McCarthy, took him out to dinner. Same thing with Michael Penix. He's visiting today. Does that mean they're trading back? And if they're really talking to Penix, how far back are we talking about trading? How far back are we talking?
Pretty far.
23?
Yeah.
Is this like a Vikings trade back?
Vikings trade.
So what are they doing at 11? They're taking Penix at 23? Like, how would that even look? You guys explain it to me on the phones. Meanwhile, here's Tom Curran with something that I do think is important and I do think applies because the Patriots have touted toughness, leadership, intangibles over and over and over again. Here's Curran last night on NBC Sports Boston.
While there are aspects of his game that aren't delightful, including the injuries, including the relatively older age, he's 24 now and will be 24 as a rookie, there are elements of his game with the arm strength, the ability to just move the ball with a flick of his wrist, the leadership skills, the toughness. Now, when Jerod Mayo and Elliot Wolf discussed all the quarterback prospects, they talked about the toughness. And it's absolutely indispensable to have physical and mental resilience when they get here. So Penix, to me, if you end up trading down and getting Michael Penix and having artillery to fill wide receiver, offensive tackle, cornerback, edge, all those places or most of them, that's awesome. That's great. In many ways, the Patriots should not be able to go wrong in this draft. They can screw it up after the player gets here, but the player they select is going to be worthy of being an NFL starting quarterback.
Okay, so that threw me for a loop, what he tucked in there at the end. Let's put that to the side. The toughness. Is this part of the giveaway? And when Elliot Wolf and Jerod Mayo have touted toughness over and over again, leadership, intangibles, you know, DePennix and J.J. McCarthy exhibit more of that. And is that part of the reason why these guys are in last? I mean, these are their last visits, right? I think the last day prospects can visit are tomorrow. I'd imagine these are the last quarterbacks coming in anyway. Perhaps there's other prospects. But is there a reason these guys are in last? Those attributes dovetail with what the Patriots have said they want at quarterback.
All due respect, how are you going to sit there and say that J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix are tougher than Drake May? I mean, Michael Penix, through no fault of his own, just because of
what Curran just said,
how he is he has all the injuries.
Penix has come back from four injuries.
I know, so, but I mean, he's also had four injuries.
Okay.
You know, like at some point, there's injuries there.
That's toughness versus durability.
Yeah, I agree. I also think those are two different
things. Well, how has J.J. McCarthy demonstrated any toughness? I mean, no offense, but he has pretty much like a fairy tale existence while he's at Michigan. He's only 21 years old. I would look at that and say, we have no idea how he's going to respond to adversity.
Put it all under the grouping of intangibles. Like, could those guys have more intangibles than Drake May, who lost, whatever, four, five, six games this year at UNC?
Or toughness?
Yeah, Caleb Williams, who did dismally with it this year. And so, yeah, I think it's possible those guys could exhibit more of it.
I think that would be really stupid. Because as we've said before, like, I do think that the toughness and your mentality and some of these intangibles, that they are going to be really important early on for whatever quarterback they take's development, because they're going to be in the crappiest situation for a rookie in the NFL. I really think that they are. Like, I think it's going to be much closer to what you saw with the Panthers last year than what you saw with Houston last year. I just think that's the reality of the situation. And so I hear all that and I go, it's important. It shouldn't be the difference in the tier of quarterback that you take. And I really feel like, for several different reasons, but a big one being the injuries, that Michael Penix is in a lower tier than the other quarterbacks we've discussed most of the time.
Okay, but you buy that they're looking at him. And
yes.
You buy that he's here for a reason.
I think that there's somebody in the front office who is still flirting with it, still flirting with the idea, hey, you never know, you never know, this is the consolation plan. Yeah, I do.
Here's some of these rumored offers that we're hearing about that the Vikings or the Raiders or the Broncos or any of these teams are putting together. Yeah.
Here's the other thing, Jones, and we're on the same page. Like, I think we both trust Schefter's information a lot. It's been since mid-March that we got that report from Schefter that, hey, these other teams are knocking on the door of Washington and New England asking about tradebacks and trade-ups, and there's no real indication that they're interested in doing that. But that's several weeks ago.
Okay.
And as you're getting closer, they might be getting sweeter and sweeter.
Maybe. I don't know. Curran last week said it would take four first-round picks, and Reese over the weekend said it would take multiple first-round picks and Justin Jefferson. So, like, I don't know. I don't think it's outdated reporting. I think some people are reporting things and others are reporting different.
I'm just saying that things can develop. Like, that. I'm not saying it's, like, bad info or it's so old. I'm just saying I think, especially as we get into this time, it's things can develop very quickly. How many trades do we see that happen on the first night of the draft?
Yeah, but I just think Minnesota has their trade lined up. And if they were doing the trade with New England, it might be executed. I think they have their trade lined up with Arizona.
Or so what do you think they're
the
doing?
Chargers
they just
or whomever.
They're trying to, like, talk gossip about Washington with Penix and, like, what's going on with the Belichicks out there?
I the best answer I can come up with is it's medicals, because he has so many medical red flags. That feels like a waste to me. But that, to me, is the answer, because they're not taking Penix at three, and I don't think they're moving. We all agree they're not taking Penix at three, right?
Right.
So what do you think is going on? 617-779-7937. Arkham, why aren't they talking to your guy, Nix? He's like the only quarterback they're not interested in.
I know. I'm starting to think this Bo Nix dream may be dead here. It looks like if there is a late-round guy, I'm starting to believe that maybe they're just not
this
that into Bo Nix.
Didn't happen back around the Senior Bowl?
By the way, just to be consistent,
they were there.
If we're going to cite Peter Schrager, Schrager had Nix in his first round and not Penix, just FYI.
Yeah, so. True. So, I mean, I don't know what other teams think of him. It doesn't seem like the Patriots are all that into the idea. Maybe that's sort of a fringe idea of trading back and being in a position where you could draft a Michael Penix in the first place, and Nix would probably be there too. But it seems like if that's the way that they're going, they've picked their guy, and it's not my guy. So, you know, I'll take the L on that one. But either way, I think that this is something that's very much in play. I don't think it's something that they've decided on and that they're 100% on Drake May. They're just trying to cover all their bases. They're keeping their options open, I think, on purpose.
I wouldn't take an L, by the way. If Nick's is good in the NFL, you can take a victory lap.
On the Patriots getting him.
617-779-7937.
Trust me, I'll be insufferable if Bo Nix is a good pro.
No, we understand. Do you believe the Patriots are considering trading back from the number three pick? We'll give you some results on that coming back. Tommy Curran also wrote, it's time to wrap your head around the idea that McCarthy is really in play here, independently from Michael Penix, who's visiting today. He says there are plenty of stylistic and personality similarities between McCarthy and Mayfield, who Elliott Wolf took when he was in Cleveland, or was at least part of the group that took him. There are similarities between the run-based offense Michigan ran and the one offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt ran at Cleveland. Further, the Patriots are not talented enough at the skill position to run a wide-open offense anyway, so the offense they'll run, McCarthy is safest, most prudent, rather than someone like Daniels or May. He says, plus he won a national title, played at a big program, and has a high floor. He's a safe and stable pick. What's not to like? To me, I know who that sounds like. Safe and stable is not what I want. I want a home run. I want a grand slam. I don't want a single, a stand-up double. I want to think a little larger than that, because a single or a stand-up double might have a good year like Mac Jones, but he might also be on his way out of the league a couple of years later. So how do you guys feel about it? What are the Patriots angling for? Is it a smokescreen? Are they really considering trading back? And who would it be for? J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, Arcan's guy Bo Nix.
You can jump. A pop-up.
You can jump in, or you can vote at Jones Joel. And Mego. Arcan has all the latest here in your trending. And when we come back, he's also done some research making a case for J.J. McCarthy at number three. Are we underestimating him as a premier talent at quarterback? We'll get to that next.